Counties and fire departments in the Roaring Fork Valley are gearing up for wildfires differently during the COVID-19 pandemic. As Aspen Public Radio's Molly Dove reports, departments are trying to strike a balance between fighting fires and keeping the community safe from the coronavirus.
2 years ago, the Lake Christine fire shook the Roaring Fork Valley. Over 12,000 acres burned in the Mid-Valley, and thousands of people were forced out of their homes and into shelters.
Looking out my window and seeing the whole side of the hill next to me, the ridge over, totally on fire and red and billowing and pretty scary.
Basalt High School and Roaring Fork High School were transformed into shelters for the evacuees. Wyatt Orm, an Aspen Public Radio reporter on the scene, described the layout of the shelters live on air on July 5th, 2018.
The cots are laid out across the gym floor, kind of arranged in rows. People are are sitting there on their phones, resting. A lot of people are outside. You know, kids are sort of playing outside on the lawn. There were, you know, tennis rackets and baseball bats out, and lots of water and food for people to eat and drink when need be.
But you likely won't see that happen this year because of the pandemic. Scott Thompson is the fire chief of Roaring Fork Fire Rescue. He says evacuation procedures, should they be needed, will include social distancing and other public health measures. He says county emergency managers have been working with the Red Cross on evacuation plans.
The emergency managers have purchased kits, and the kits are hand sanitizers, masks, things like that. So if we do have to get people in close quarters, at least they have the things that they need. The other thing that the Red Cross has done is they are working with Carl Mountain College to acquire the dorms if we have a large fire and we have to evacuate people. The dorms aren't being used right now.
Thompson says they also have to plan for first responders to social distance from one another when they're fighting a wildfire.
It's going to be a challenge if we have a fire, because firefighters use the same water hose. They, you know, share tools. It's noisy. Airplanes, helicopters. You know, you talk face to face. How do you have toilets just for small groups and not share them? How do you have enough hand washing stations? So there's all those things that adds to the complexity of fires now.
Thompson says the goal is to keep the groups of firefighters small.
So we'd have four or five firefighters working together, and they don't get in close contact with the other groups. So what we're talking about doing is, in the event of a fire, we keep those small groups together and have them camp by themselves. So a lot of complexity. To be honest, that's why we're putting a lot of effort into fire restrictions so we don't have a fire start.
Oftentimes during peak fire seasons, local counties will issue stage one fire restrictions, which bans campfires outside of designated areas and smoking unless in a car or building. Thompson says one of the most important things people can do is abide by those restrictions.
We wouldn't put them in place unless it was necessary. You know, it's just like face masks. You can't tell me that I have to wear a face mask. Well, we're telling you that you don't have the right to start a fire. That's unfortunate, but it comes with our area. Fire is part of living here. But I can tell you right now that we're at a point where we could have a devastating wildfire.
The fire season is picking up. Earlier this week, lightning strikes started multiple fires in Garfield County, and one blaze near Glenwood Springs temporarily forced people to evacuate. Thompson says this fire season will be especially unique as departments continue to plan for how to fight these wildfires during the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.